Hello and welcome to episode 7 of The Northern Line. This month, we're delighted to be joined again by Monica Jackson to talk about the A-Line Educator Awards and also to be joined by Fui Young to discuss NEST. For some trainees, it is approaching ARCP season once again. For anyone who has an ARCP on the 12th or 13th of January, you should have received an email from Trudy with all the documentation required. This is just a gentle reminder that this needs to be submitted by Thursday the 16th of December. Please don't forget to submit your educational supervisor revalidation questions, your COVID trainee self-declaration form, and please, please remember to complete all the boxes on Form R. I'm now going to hand over to Johnny, who'll give us a quick reminder of upcoming local and national events.
So we've got some dates for your diary. First is to mention that bookings are now open for Levelling the Field. This free virtual conference will be on the 3rd of December this year. Next is the Polish Your Portfolio Day, which is being put on by NEST, or the Northeast Speciality Training Support Network. This is another free online one-day virtual conference on the 5th of November, and it's got presentations looking at how to maximise your points for ST4 recruitment next year. The next thing to mention is the Northeast Obstetric Anesthesia Meeting, which is on the 25th of January. This is another online regional conference, and submissions are open for anybody with audit or quality improvement projects, as well as case reports related to obstetric anesthesia and maternal critical care. So just have a look on the A-Line website for guidelines for submissions. The submissions for the second round of the A-Line Educator Awards are now open. The deadline for this is on Thursday, the 4th of November. And finally, there's a couple of upcoming national conferences that we thought we'd mention. So there's the Intensive Care Society State of the Art Conference, which is on the 6th to the 8th of December. This is a three-day virtual conference. And the Association of Anaesthetists Winter Scientific Meeting is a two-day virtual conference on the 13th to the 14th of January. So if you're interested in either of those, then again, just have a look on their websites.
Thanks very much, Johnny. We're now going to chat with Monica Jackson for an update on the A-Line Educator Awards. Thanks for joining us again, Monica. We'd like to get a little update from you about the A-Line Awards.
Lovely to be back again.
Thank you. So can you, for anyone who missed your last appearance on the podcast, do you mind just giving us a little overview of what the Educator Awards are, please?
Sure. So the Educator Awards are a scheme that we've been running through A-Line for about the last 6 months now. And the idea of these awards is that they can basically thank the people who we know contribute regularly to teaching and being faculty on A-Line courses and have done for many years now. I think we've been aware that there are a lot of people who give a huge amount of time to A-Line, and whilst they are able to evidence it on their CV, they can say that they've been faculty for multiple courses, it can be hard to really quantify how much time and effort people have dedicated to A-Line. So that was something that we really wanted to fix, and then we've developed this award scheme. The idea of it is that as you participate in the running of courses, or if you help contribute to course material by writing questions or writing Viva material, you accumulate points, and those points are detailed on the A-Line website. And as you accumulate points, once you reach a threshold, you can get a bronze award. If you get a few more points, you can get a silver award, and then finally you can get a gold award. And the idea of this is that for those people who again and again give their time to A-Line courses, that they can have some way of evidencing the amount of work that they've put in, and also this can be a bit of a thank you from A-Line to them.
Excellent, thank you. So I believe that the first round of awards has already happened, and we have some winners of these, or recipients, I suppose, of these awards. Are you able to tell us who was successful in the last round of applications?
Absolutely, yes. So all of these people who have been awarded A-Line Educator Awards are people who have, given so much time to A-Line and have been contributing for many years, some of them now. So we gave out three bronze awards, and bronze awards have been given to Adam Cookson, to Paul Kemp, and David Gorstige. We also awarded 2 silver awards, and they went to Gavin Hardy and Karuna Couture. And then finally, we had 1 gold award, and that went to Richard Bentley. So thank you so much to all of you for everything that you have done for A-Line over the years, and well done. And yes, we look forward to getting giving more people their awards in the next round of applications.
Fab. So could you just remind us again of the dates for the next application deadline?
Sure. So applications are now open for the second round of awards. The deadline for getting your application in, so it's kind of self-assessment application. If you think you've done enough and you would like to put yourself forward for one of these awards and to be recognised for what you've done, you can find the details on the A-Line website. And this round closes on the 4th of November, so Thursday, the 4th of November.
Grand. So there's still a little bit of time by the time people are listening to this episode of the podcast.
Yes.
And if people are struggling to find their certificates for things that I know people have been helping, as you say, for years, and some go way back when, is Barbara still available to give a hand with identifying lost certificates?
Yes, so I was a little bit wary of giving Barbara even more work to do for people whose certificates may have been mislaid, but she is very keen that people who have delivered course material get appropriately recognised for it. So we just ask people to fill in the form, putting down what they've done, get the evidence to us that you can, and if there's any bits that are X, just mark it if you're unable to find the evidence, and Barbara can usually find the evidence, and we work it out.
Excellent. So it just takes a little bit of, probably a little bit of a look through your ARCP document, and then ticking off everything from the bit that you will have diligently filled in at the time of ARCP.
Yeah, I mean, it does take a bit of time, and this is something that in the future we want to look at trying to reduce the sort of administrative effort that this might take. I tried to find all my certificates, and they came up just by searching through my email folder. So hopefully it's not too tricky. But yeah, Barbara should be able to give you a hand if there's a lot that are missing.
Excellent. So 4th of November for the next round, and then that'll presumably get everyone these before their January, February ARCPs.
Absolutely, yes.
Fabulous. Thank you very much. And thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Thank you, Monica. It's great to hear that the scheme's up and running so well, and that there've been a number of awards already given out. We look forward to hearing about the next round of award recipients on a future podcast. Definitely don't forget to get your forms in by November the 4th, especially if you want the evidence for an upcoming ARCP. We're now going to chat with Fuya Young about NEST. Thanks very much for joining us. Please could you tell us a bit about yourself and then also tell us about NEST.
My name is Fuya Young. I'm one of the ST7 trainees in anaesthesia in the region, and I'm also the trainee lead for NEST. NEST stands for Northeast Specialty Training Support Network. Is a regional network that we set up recently in the summer with the aim to support our local trainees and trust doctor in the process of applying for specialty training jobs.
Excellent, thank you. So you've mentioned then it's been a fairly recent program. So what in what ways are you supporting trainees?
As we all know, specialty training has become more and more competitive over the years, most evident in the last 2 recruitments. So in terms of, we've conducted 2 regional survey. So 1 to the core trainees and trust doctors in the region, and 1 to through the college tutors. So we've identified some problems or some challenges in the process of specialty training application that we hope to rectify or at least change in order to support our local doctors during the application process. So what we've done is we've set up this support network with the aim to group the resources in the region together and link them with our local trainees and trust doctors to utilize them fully, really. What we've done is we've set up a one-to-one portfolio review group, which is formed by a group of consultants who've previously done formal portfolio review for the national recruitment and what we call the link person group for different domains in the specialty training portfolio. So there are 11 domains in the portfolio, and there are a few domains that we recognize and identify as the more challenging ones to gain maximal points. So asked help and support from our senior trainees and consultants in the region to be our name person for each domain in order to help support our trainees and trust doctors.
Excellent. So just going back a wee bit where you mentioned that you'd done a few surveys that identified some problems, can you tell us a little bit more about those issues that were identified?
So in the trust doctors and trainee survey, the few issues that were raised, concerns maybe, were a lot of the trainees, core trainees, didn't realize that actually portfolio building takes time, and sometimes it will take up to 2 years, which is the entire core training years they have for domains, for example, like research, publication, and they are very time consuming. And perhaps if you don't start early, or you weren't, you know, paying attention since start of a core training, and by the time you start to apply for specialty training posts, is probably a bit too late. And secondly, they don't know where and how to get helped in, for example, developing a audit project or any sort of QI projects. I think it's sometimes quite difficult when you first started in a specialty to know people in the department or in the region in order to get help. So these are some issues that were raised in the trust doctor and core trainee survey. While in our college tutor survey, we asked a question whereby what sort of support were available in each department, and what were the hurdles found in implementing support for these doctors. I think support were available, but probably not formal support as such, and because of the ever-changing system and the application process, the and portfolio scoring, is very hard to keep up to date with what is happening, and hence it's very difficult to give appropriate or updated advice to trainees as educational supervisors, for example.
Yeah, it's so difficult now. It just feels like between working and, you know, doing your own calls, getting sorted out with the exam, then you've got all these other things to do. So having a sort of point of contact, and a point of contact who's knows about all these opportunities or how to access them or who they need to talk to, sounds like it'll be really helpful, and we'll cut out quite a lot of sort of time spent emailing and talking to the wrong people or not finding sort of information quickly.
Yeah, hopefully. We're just hoping that we can introduce portfolio, like introducing this portfolio building as something that they need to start very early. So that's one very important message to get through and make the process more into more like bite sizes for them by dividing it into different domains and into chunks, really, so that they can slowly build up that portfolio without making it too stressful a process at the end of core training.
I guess it's a kind of a little and often approach then, rather than a mad dash at the 11th hour.
Exactly, yeah.
So I understand that you're going to be running a webinar at the beginning of November, is that right?
Yes, so NES is going to hold its first virtual event called Polish Your Portfolio on the 5th of November this year. And we've invited consultants and senior trainees from the region to speak, basically, again, focusing on the what I call the difficult domains in the portfolio, for example, publication, research, QI, teaching and presentations. So we've got consultants and senior trainees to talk about their experience and how to build up this part of to build up your score in these domains. We've also got trust doctors and teaching fellows talking about their experience and outside training.
Great, so that all sounds really positive. If there are trainees in the region who feel that they could access or could do with some support from NEST, or indeed if there's some senior trainees or new consultants who would be interested in getting involved to help out, who should they contact or how do they get in touch?
So NEST has set up its own email address, so it's called northeastspecialtytraining@gmail.com. So for senior trainees and local consultants who think you will be able to support us in portfolio review and become a link person for one of the domains in the portfolio, please contact us. And for core trainees and trust doctors who are going to apply for a specialty training post in 2023 or the years to come, and you think you need some help and support in building up your portfolio, please contact us as well via this email address.
Fab. And then can I ask one really, this is probably a really silly question, but when you say like a link person, what does that kind of role entail?
So a link person, basically, as I say, there are 11 domains in the portfolio. And take an example, publication or research, then link person in for that domain would be somebody who are experienced in that field. For example, trainees, local trainees and consultants who has had lots of publications in the past or working towards getting a publication, who can give some advice to our core trainees and trust doctors if they're interested in building up their score in this domain. So either, for example, take research, for example, the link person could be somebody who has a research project ongoing, a consultant or a senior trainee who needs help in their project and is willing to be our link person, then we can link them up with a core trainee or trust doctor who wants to build their score up in this domain.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. It sounds like a really good project and something that local trainees will really benefit from. So thank you for setting it up and for getting the ball rolling. And thank you for joining us to talk about it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Fui. This is another excellent resource for local trainees, and it is well worth signing up for if you're applying for specialty training. It is also a brilliant opportunity for consultants and senior trainees to help their colleagues make the most of their training time and help them with their applications. So please do get in touch if you're able to and willing to help. Thanks for joining us again on the Northern Line, and we'll see you next month.